Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Imagine you were Joe Biden. You had to wake up every morning in the body and the brain of Joe Biden, a demented fool. And here are just a short list of his problems, but let's begin with the one you have to face the moment your feet hit the floor, which is your demented brain. Here's just a couple of things Biden said over the last few days.
I'm proud to use my authority under the Antiquities Act to establish the, and I want you to know it's a big deal, the Havanequa May. I'm having trouble. Thank you. I got it. Anything is possible in America. An engineer, poet, Cuban-American, Richard Blanco returned to a poem he wrote from the second inaugural of Barack and Me. A poem, one today, says, "And always one moon like a silent drum tapping at every rooftop and every window on every in, of every county, country." Let me start this over again. I'm getting so intimidated by being here. "And always one moon, like a silent drum, tapping on every rooftop and every window of one country, county, all of us facing the stars. Hope, a new constellation, waiting for us to map it, waiting for us to name it together." You know, that's what we, you know, hope is, I was once asked by Xi Jinping to define America, for real. We were in the Tibet Plateau. I said, possibilities, hope. So today, I applaud China for stepping up. Excuse me, I applaud Canada. You can tell what I'm thinking.
Indeed we can, Joe. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. So what else are we going to be talking about here soon? What should we be talking about? And look, I get it, rehash, but let's think about it in the deep, you know, the not on the surface. Let's look at this thing deeply. Let's look at it introspectively, as I like to talk about, inside the sphere, because we can look at it from all angles. So let's look at Hunter's bank account. That's one of the things we should be talking about, right? Joe Biden denied that he's got anything to do with his son's bank account. He says that his family didn't benefit at all from any money coming from overseas. And here we have a blatant lie. We have absolute proof that he did. Where's the story? Joe Concha wrote about it in Fox News, but I read the article and went, he ain't said nothing that 15 of us haven't said. I know I've been talking about it here for the better part of a couple of years. This is a simple premise, isn't it? What do we all know? Follow the... I don't have to finish that sentence for you. There's some lefties listening, so let me help them out. Money. Follow the money. Simple thing to do. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So, Hunter's bank accounts. What about Joe Biden? Would you want to wake up as Joe Biden and have to worry about when is somebody going to examine your taxes in your LLC? And, oh, by the way, no, Kevin Jackson hasn't forgotten that you took your 2016 to 2018 taxes off your website. What's going on with that, Joe? Hey, media. Is this thing on? Investigative reporters, are you out there? Because I guarantee you, you've been looking at Trump's taxes through and through, but you won't look at Joey Demento's? And what about an investigation of Biden's family's corruption that includes his brother and his daughter-in-law twice removed? These are people that are getting money, and I don't know how companies work, but don't you want to know what's going on? You know, how is it that you can get paid and not do any work? Please, let this brother sign up. It's crazy stuff. Look, I already know, folks, we got a lot to talk about today. Alvin Bragg, what case does he have? I talked about it yesterday. He's toast. Now he's crying, I'm the victim, man. Pretty soon it'll be affirmative action. I'm black. Trump's a racist. That's why he's going after me. Blah, blah, blah. It'll be the typical old liberal tropes of, oh, woe is me. I know I'm supposed to get Trump at all costs. And I tried. I did my best. I rehashed this old lawsuit. What's he got to do? Put your tail between your legs, buddy. Go get that crow out of the refrigerator. What about the massive inflation that people in America are still suffering from? Is it going to get any better? When you got you have a debt of $32 trillion, and I watched the Yellen testimony, and you know what they said the budget is going to do? This was Senator Kennedy asking her, how is it that Biden can claim that he's cutting the budget when your own numbers show that the debt will be $50 trillion in the year 2030? Please explain to me how you're reducing the deficit. What else is he dealing with? Oh, there are those critical issues of Joe Biden protecting the transsexual men who are dominating women in sports. Hey, let me tell you something. Women's movement, you are at war with yourselves, at war with the Democrats, at war with progressivism, at war with leftism, and at war with this fake president that was installed. You are at war. And you know who's going to win it? Ironically, men. Looming elections where Democrats, a.k.a. Joe Biden and team, have to cheat. The only way they win is if they cheat. And while we aren't putting in all the processes to stop them, I tell you, we're making it a little bit tougher. Election integrity is all over this country. It is. I'm going to tell you, conservatives, I don't know if you have your finger on the pulse. Maybe you're tied into an election integrity group, or maybe you see them as tinfoil hat wearers. But let me tell you, they are all over this country, and they are working diligently to keep their eye on these Democrats. I'm not telling you we're going to win, but I'm telling you that's what's happening. What about crime? Democrats addressing that? Folks, we're still talking domestic. I haven't even gotten into the international problems that Joe Biden's having. Crime. Soaring. In every way. Did you know? Look, Cracker Barrel's pulling out of Portland. Did you hear about this? Oh, they said it was due to COVID. Could be. I think it's just due to the criminal element of Portland. What about Walmart closing their last two stores in Portland? Do you know what the impact of that is going to be on the community? Well, you're about to know, because I'm going to play a clip and explain it when we get back. Folks, we've got a lot to talk about today. Hope you'll keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Texas Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Portland, Oregon. Man, every time I think about this city and what I thought it to be when I was growing up, you know, this sort of, you know, West Coast, you know, just, I don't know, scenic, beautiful, Northwest sort of appeal to it, whatever. I'll get the words out here in a minute. And my, how things have changed. Jeez. Two businesses who call Portland downtown Portland, home for years said they've left or are planning to leave the core of the Rose City. That's what they call it, the Rose City. Floating World Comics is moving, and then there's another one in it. And here's what the guy wrote. Being downtown was a big part of the identity of the store. I loved the first Thursday art shows that would open there. But he watched violent crime increase on his block since 2020. But he says that's not the main reason he's moving. He says there's no foot traffic. Well, I hate to break it to you, Jason, LaVivian, the owner of the store, the reason why you have no foot traffic is because of the violent crime. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, by the way, thank you, Barb and Joe, for having this show in Tampa and Sarasota for 2 hours now. The people there get the full complement of the Kevin Jackson Network and this radio show. And I think I'm preceding Captain Matt, I'm thinking of Mattress Mac in Houston, but Captain Matt, who I was able to meet with and fellowship with a bunch of guys when I was down there doing the tour. So thank you guys for allowing everybody in that market to have both hours of the show. Anyway, so Portland's losing people in downtown, but then when I looked at what was going on in the city, with Antifa just running the show, and the city being so woke, and everybody blame, oh, Cracker Barrel says, well, it's because of the COVID. No, it isn't Cracker Barrel. It's because nobody is going into the city of Portland to do stuff because they're tired of the crime. I titled these two segments of the program, Being Biden, Waking Up Every Morning, and This Is the Stuff You've Got to Face. You've got to face the outcome of policies of leftism. Would you want to wake up and be the mayor of any major city in the country run by Democrats? Would you want that job? I mean, it is a job of contradictions. You need more cops, but you don't want more cops. People, we don't want the cops, but could somebody please send the cop? It's just a walking, talking contradiction. Look at what Joe Biden is, a walking, talking contradiction. This is a man that is under fire because he's entangled us in so many different things. On the domestic front, he's ripping us off. He's using our economy and the American people, the trust that we put in the government, to feather his own nest. While people are starving from inflation and gas prices being too high and fuel prices being too high. Here's a clip. Here's what they said about Walmart leaving. You know, that big box store that everybody hates. Here's what they said about them leaving Portland.
Doors are closing at the only two Portland Walmarts, and hundreds of customers are left finding a new place to shop.
Fox 12's Connor McCarthy spoke to some of those customers and joins us live now in southeast Portland to tell us how this will impact how many, many low-income Portlanders, rather.
Well, Pete and Riel, this Walmart location here on Southeast 82nd Avenue is one of two Portland locations that will be closing. The other is in North Portland on Hayden Meadows Drive. Now, I spoke to customers at both locations, and they say the closing of these Walmarts will have a huge impact on their neighborhoods. It's a closure that will impact hundreds of Portlanders.
I was kind of shocked.
It is a store that we go to for things like, you know, laundry detergent, trash bags, the essentials.
Walmart is closing its only two Portland locations, leaving many customers who rely on the big box store unsure of where to go next. Amanda Paul is a regular shopper at the Walmart on Southeast 82nd. She relies on the store's affordable prices to keep her family well-stocked.
Safeway is the go-to store if I have to, but three times the prices that I was here, so, you know, what are we going to do? You're going to have to go further? Well, then you got gas money, so you might as well just pay for it a Safeway at this point.
Walmart says they're closing both Portland locations because they were not meeting financial expectations. But customers wonder if it's shoplifters impacting the store's bottom line.
We got to resolve the shoplifting one way or another, because that is simply the problem. It's got to stop.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. A lot to unpack in that small amount of information, so much that points directly to leftism because, as I said, it spins on itself. Remember, leftists hate Walmart. They come in, they encroach, they do all, ooh, look at what they're doing, man. They're ruining stuff. And then as soon as they get ready to leave, well, this is really going to impact the low-income shoppers. They said, this will impact hundreds of Portlanders. Yeah, it sure will. What do they shop for? They shop for the essentials. They shop for the stuff that they use every single day. And as the reporter put it, these customers rely on the big box store. How is that even possible? What? And what did the lady say? Affordable prices. That's what Walmart brings them, affordable prices. Look, I grew up with Gibson's, Western Auto, McChan's Grocery, etc., and they put a Walmart in, and everybody go, oh, my goodness. What do you think's going to happen? What do you think? You think that the capitalists are not going to look at a way to make it easier and better? Let me put it to you another way. Everything those people talked about wouldn't have happened if the Walmart, the Walton family, if the Walton family hadn't said, here's what we're going to do. We're going to centralize our, we're going to make the stores essentially DCs, distribution centers. And we're going to cut out the middleman. You're going to get stuff cheap. It's going to be fast. And it's going to be, for the middle-of-the-road shopper, it's going to be good quality. And that's what they did. And they created this. And everybody's upset. Look at Walmart, how big they are. Okay, fine. Now, look at the impact when they leave. Who's going to fill the void? What did that lady say? I can go somewhere else. It's going to cost me, her numbers, I didn't say this, 3 times the price. I don't know where she's shopping. But it's going to cost her 3 times what she pays at Big Bad Walmart. They're making too much money, those executives. Well, if they are, where's the trickle down? The trickle down is right there at the consumer level, which is where it is supposed to be. Go look. You can. There are people that go to colleges. Walmart, they should give away their money. They should do, 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 do. 3 times the prices. And then she goes, well, and then there's the gas prices. If we do have to go somewhere else, there's the gas prices. What is she telling you? Joe Biden's inflation is killing us. And Walmart is one of the only things that's saving us. And now, because of the way Portland's run, they're out of here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It could have been much worse. That's the word from Nashville Police Chief John Drake
on yesterday's shooting that claimed the lives of three children, three adults, and a female shooter at a private elementary school. Drake says 28-year-old Audrey Hale left a manifesto.
It indicates that there was going to be shootings at multiple locations, and the school was one of them. There was actually a map of the school, detail and surveillance.
Drake says Hale was a former student of the Covenant School. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants President Biden at the bargaining table over raising the federal debt ceiling. A major GOP agenda is now law in Florida. School vouchers for any student anywhere, regardless of income. It's worth about $8,000 a year for every student in Florida. Opponents worry about the cost and how much money public schools will not receive. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You guys hear about the school shooting that didn't happen? Yeah, normally when there's a school shooting, the nation goes on high alert. We're told that children are so important. They're the future. Teach them well and let them... So we must protect the little cherubs. It becomes our highest concern. We're told they're important. And when we learn of these casualties, the left then reminds us of all the past casualties. Well, If it's college level, Virginia Tech shooting. It's the 14,000th anniversary of the Virginia Tech shooting. It's the 1,200th anniversary of the Columbine shooting if it's high school, right? They pick a couple of examples. It's kind of like when blacks are killed by a cop. Oh, that Michael Brown Jr. Doesn't matter, right or wrong. In the case of school shootings, hey, tragedies for sure. But you get what I'm saying? If there's a killing of a black person by a cop, they will name Philando Castile, Michael Brown Jr., Eric Garner. It'll be the same six or seven names. Usually they pick three or four because it's easy to just keep recycling those. But they'll give you five or six, and then there'll be the pictures, and then there'll be all these people were killed. Now, you all know that the 98% of them, 99. No, that's not even true. 99.9% of them were thugs who everybody wanted dead. And I say this, Kevin, you're mean. You say ugly things on the radio. No, I don't. I'm going to tell you something. I've told this story before. I have a cousin. His name is Burl. Burl Jr. is what we called him because his daddy was, well, you might have guessed, Burl Sr. I mean, he was the family thug, stole from our family, was just a thief, a liar, a scumbag. And when we learned that he had been killed, going up, I forget the name of the street in San Antonio, Commerce Street, in San Antonio, Texas, cops found him leaning out of his car. He'd been shot to death. Nobody in the family shed a tear. We were actually happy. Nobody would say it, but I remember getting the news. I remember getting the phone call from my uncle and him saying, hey, they found Burl Jr. Somebody shot him. And I remember looking at my grandfather, who Burl Jr. had stolen his rifles, and my grandfather said, really? And went back to eating. Yeah, that's how much we cared. Look, I don't know about you guys. I don't like thugs. I don't like thugs of any color. But I certainly don't like family thugs. I don't like people that will steal from their own family. And that's what Burrow did. So let me tell you, when I talk about crime in the black community, I know what people are thinking. I know what my cousins, what my aunts and uncles, and I know what Burrow's daddy thought about him. He loved him because he's his dad, but he was like, phew, what a relief. So anyway, these casualties that are occurring when there's a school shooting and all, we're supposed to care. But what do? They popularize. Oh, the Democrats. Oh, look at what happened over here. And once they get beyond the tragedy of it and remind us of all the other times when the one or two other instances that they keep droning on, which, by the way, you want to know who owns academia, in case you missed it? Leftism. You want to know who owns what happens in the black community? Leftists. Democrats. Anyway, next we get told about the perps. Disgruntled teens who decided to shoot students or teachers over some twisted conservative ideology, right? Oh, they were mad because of blah, blah, blah. It was Trump didn't get elected, or Jussie Smollett, didn't get killed by those two Trump supporters or whatever. They got some reason, something against us. Oh, did you notice they gave a signal, the OK signal, which is white power? Or it was, no, they had Confederate flag ties, or I think I once saw their daddy at a tea party. So we got to learn who the perps are. And then, last but not least, we got to learn about the weapons, right? And it's always what? An assault weapon. But in the case of this school shooting that happened in Denver, Colorado, well, details were sketchy.
There was a school shooting in Denver, Colorado, on Wednesday. A 17-year-old student shot and wounded two administrators in East High School. You can hear the prepackaged pro-gun control narratives being drafted and ready for distribution, this guy writes. Out of the two victims, one was described as in serious but stable condition. The other one was in surgery. Gunfire erupted on campus around 10 a.m. And those are the details as they laid it out. Chief Ron Thomas of the Denver Police Department said at a news conference that the suspect, who has not been caught, was identified by the police as Austin Lyle, 17. They said he was wanted on the charge of attempted homicide. The chief said that the suspect, a student at the school, had a safety plan in place that required that he be searched before entering the school each day. Did I remind you who owns academia? Oh, yeah, that's right, leftists. It was unclear what kind of behavior might have prompted the safety check requirement. What kind of behavior would have prompted them to say, we got to search this thug before he gets to school? Or how many other students they say were in the safety plan? The school district did not immediately respond to inquiries. Oh, but here's what's funny. The New York Times article about this guy, they left out his race. And this is the reason why what should have been a big deal, another school shooting, two administrators shot. Nothing. Not a word. Student fled the scene. The student. They described the student. They didn't give you any details. Suspect was wearing a green hooded sweatshirt. That was it. Okay. Well, it's pretty sketchy on details. I hope that Oregon is green. I hope that the Oregon fan club wasn't out and about. That's all they got. The dude was black, folks. So as this guy said, you know the countermeasures and the orders to move on to things in the news cycle. They handed down. Don't mention it. Don't talk about it. It isn't a Trump Jussie Smollett beating up, scenario here. So move on. Black dude, let me put it this way. Black dudes shooting up schools, no problem. Go ahead. But let a white boy shoot up a school, and that dude could have worked on the Hillary Clinton campaign. And, it wouldn't matter. Let him shoot up a school, and he is the second incarnate of Donald Trump and the Antichrist. Yep. What weapon did he have? They didn't describe the weapon. Because if you describe, he had an assault weapon. Well, how did he get it? How did he get it? How did this brother get this assault weapon? They didn't tell you. All they tell you is he shot two administrators. I barely heard about this story. And I'm only telling you this because I want you to understand. Well, I already know you understand it. I do. But think about how optics work in this stuff. Right now we're talking about Alvin Bragg, who was going to go after Trump, right? He's going to be arrested. We've got him, etc. And where are we now? What was all the news cycle was completely inundated with Alvin Bragg. He was the dude was a king for a day. And then nothing. This brother was going to bring down Donald Trump. Nothing. Well, here's a brother that's going to go after academia. Well, what's his beef? Hey, anybody want to go with me on this one? Let me tell you what this black kid could have had a beef about. He could have had a beef that academia isn't educating him. That academia only wants to bludgeon him with diversity, inclusion, and equity. Therefore, everybody needs to D-I-E, die. So my youngest son, he says to me, Dad, I'm sick of school. And I go, man, you are too rich of an imagination. You're too smart. Why are you sick? He goes, it's boring. He goes, the only thing they do is teach diversity nonsense, women's this, LGBT this, black this. This is in Gilbert, Arizona. I mean, what are we doing? What feminism? It's 60-something percent Mormon, okay? It's got less than 3% black population. And I don't know how many gays, but I don't think that's a big issue in Gilbert, Arizona. Chandler Gilbert School System. They call it the CUSD, Chandler Unified or something, Unified School District. What are they talking about? Nonsense. This black kid, look, I'm not telling anybody to shoot up a school. That's just stupid. That speaks to him not having any type of understanding of how you deal with your anger. Is he really angry? And what does he have to be angry about? Whole other series of questions. I got to leave it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show on Kevino Jacksones.
I swear, the race discussion in this country is... I cannot even believe we continue to talk about it. I really can't. I would tell you it drives me crazy. It drives me crazy because as a person who understands race at every level, I watch the shows. I was watching a thing on Reggie Jackson and what he went through where he was traveling with his teams. And they would have to bring food to the bus and all this other stuff. Nothing we face is blacks in America today. And I understand it. I'm equally outraged that this country treated its best citizens. Because blacks at the time, we were the best citizens of this country. We helped build it. We did it on the backs of our ancestors. And I'm talking about we have the scars. I understand that. But I also understand that I'm not dwelling in the past. I know enough about psychology to know I'm not going to dwell. I'm going to move on. And I'm going to take what the good that came from that, the strength that it gave us, the strength of character to move on and to become something. And I mean, that's what my brand is about. When you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, my friends listen to this program. You know why I have to be on the up and up? I have friends and family who know my truth. They know my truth. They know. They will tell you point blank, I'm the same I was in the third grade that I am today. I mean, I'm obviously older. I got better looking, but I'm the same dude. I'm that quirky, you know, academic nerd who, you know, would take no crap. I mean, there's nothing different about me except the evolution of me where I stopped all the lying and all the other crap that I did because I was embarrassed. And I said, you know what? Be who you are. Confront the person you are. And Dale and Lori, some of my oldest friends, we've known each other 3+ decades, almost 4 decades. We've known each other. You know, Mark and Nina and Kirby and Kelly, these are people that, you know, came to the wedding, my wedding. I've been to their weddings. We've been to the kids' weddings and, you know, sadly been to each other's parents' funerals and stuff like that. Not mine, but theirs, things like that. So we know each other, or I worked with them, Andy and others. So I've been dealing with this stuff for a long time, and I will tell you, there's not a single person that I've named that would say, oh, Kevin, pull the race card. No, I didn't. I pulled the ability card. That's what I did. I just showed up, and I did my job, and I didn't complain. And, you know, I've run into many of the people that I've known in the past. I remember this guy, I was a tech, and I ran into Olin, who I trained under, and I don't know. I think I was on Fox at the time or something. And ran into him at like a hardware store. And he said, Kevin, man, we always used to talk about there's something big that you're going to do with your life. And I don't know that I'm there yet, to be honest with you. But Olin had seen me on TV and was like, we always knew there was something about you. You know what it was? I didn't make excuses. So we have a school that got shot up. I labeled this particular segment, the school shooting that did not happen in Denver, Colorado. Well, you want to know who caused the school shooting in Denver, Colorado, and why these schools are now more dangerous for children than they were before? Woke leftism. During the height of the violent BLM and Antifa riots, Denver Public Schools Board of Education passed a resolution, this was June of 2020, folks, that eliminated the presence of what they call school resource officers, or SROs. It was a unanimous vote of 7-0 to make schools less safe. Now, Democrats created schools that look like prisons. Go drive by them. When I went to Brady Junior High, we literally exited the school, made a left, and walked over to a little place where we would buy these, these little sandwiches and heat them up in the store. That was our lunch. Me, Mitchell Martinez, others, kids, that's what we would do for lunch. There was nothing guarding that school. Not a fence in sight. Not at China Elementary, not at Brady Junior High, or at Brady High School. You could go in and out of that place from any direction. And now go look at schools. They look like prisons. So anyway, going back to this, they vote 7-0. They made schools that look like prisons, that pretty much act like prisons. They're essentially getting kids ready for prison is the way I look at it. And then they say, we're going to solve the problem by taking out the school resource officer, which is generally an off-duty police officer who's been put there because the school has gotten so bad. I tell you, I was at a school here in Phoenix, Arizona, a month or month and a half ago. I don't know exactly how long spent, but it hasn't been that long. And the school, to get into that school, you go into the one building, it's gates all around. And when I was at that school, the week before, they expelled 100 kids for a massive fight. North High School. You can look it up. Don't believe me. So anyway, they removed this SRO within a year over concerns, ready for this, outsourcing of school discipline to police disproportionately impacts black and brown students. As if it's the police that are going, okay,
let's go target the black and the brown students. Leave the white kids and the Asians alone, okay? Leave them alone, but the black and the browns are fair game.
It was as if the police are the reason that these kids are behaving badly. I just want you to follow the logic of that. These kids are behaving badly, and they go, well, listen, if we bring in police, they're going to actually take care of this problem. So we can't have them taking care of this problem that the black and the brown students are creating. And it isn't that the black and the brown students are, by DNA, bad. It's they're in bad situations. They're coming up in situations where they may be gangbangers, you know, whatever. It's societal problems created by leftism that gets put into the school system. And I will give the teachers credit. They didn't ask for that. They thought they were just going to get good students. But they're not. So they don't want it. They said they wanted to stick to the district's commitment to dismantle racism and become an anti-racist organization. So the board's vice president, a guy named Antwe M. Anderson, who introduced the resolution, celebrated its passage, yelling, "We did it!" That's what he tweeted. Black Lives Matter. And in a recent article at a place called Medium, titled "Removing SROs from Schools: A Step Towards Justice and Safety for Students of Color," he asserted on February 16, "While there have been concerns about the safety and well-being of students, it's important to acknowledge the negative impacts that SROs can have on students, particularly students of color." So they intentionally made the school less safe because they said they needed to make the school more safe for children of color. I just want to put it out there for you. Well, guess what? Didn't work. I know, hard to believe. A leftist policy didn't work. What? Come on, Kevin, say it isn't so. Now they got two armed officers that they're going to station at East High School for the remainder of the academic year in the wake of Wednesday's double shooting that injured two deans. DPS Superintendent Alex Marrero sent a letter addressed to the school board informing its members that at least one cop will be posted at each of the district's comprehensive high schools. Now, what they mean by comprehensive high schools, if you didn't catch it, wink, wink, is that's where the bad kids go. Now, do you think these kids are bad because they were born black or born brown? Or do you think that it's because they don't have any daddies or they have crackhead mothers or they're born of circumstance? And do you think that the school or anybody else, CPS, any government agency, is really doing what it can to address the real problem, the root problem of why these kids end up at these comprehensive schools where they need cops? Man, this is, it's such a no-brainer. And we conservatives, I know, we're square. We're the conspiracy theorists that actually believe that having two parents in the home is a good thing. I've said many times, if you want to talk about white privilege is having your daddy and your mother together. Because Lord knows, in the black community, we don't have enough of that. And it sounds so square, family values, but it means something. Let's not be embarrassed by that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.